to walk in to find the wreckage. Australia's put forward its 2035 target to cut carbon emissions by between 62 and 70%. It's aimed at tackling man-made pollution, which is causing global temperatures to rise. Director of Climate and Finance at the public interest think tank, Tim Buckley, says he's not surprised the opposition has rejected the targets.
It definitely does cause sovereign risk to go up for Australia. International investors will look at it and say, well, it's great that the Albanese government is crowding in private capital, they're facilitating new investment opportunities, but a change of government could unravel all of that.
The Minns government's move to make it more difficult